When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at remarkable.com today.
Imagine yourself at a busy restaurant during peak hours. The sounds of clattering dishes, overlapping conversations, and bustling waitstaff create a backdrop of noise. Amidst this chaos, when your meal arrives and you take the first bite, there's a moment where all the noise fades into the background. The flavors captivate your senses, drawing your full attention. This single point of focus amid distraction illustrates what it means to be still, to center our minds and hearts on God despite life's chaotic environment. Today, I will share the transformative power of being still, trusting in God's perfect timing and His guiding hand over our lives. I am also going to pray a powerful prayer with you in the mighty name of Jesus. So watch until the end and open your hearts to receive the blessings of this prayer. My friends, according to Psalm 46, verse 10, we are encouraged with a profound directive. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. This verse not only encourages us to embrace stillness, but also to recognize God's sovereignty and anticipate His glory that surpasses our immediate challenges. Now, let us explore the power of stillness, the biblical meaning of be still. In our fast-paced world, stillness might seem like an unconventional approach to achieving more. Yet biblically, being still is not about doing less. It's about making more room for God in our lives. It's an active, purposeful quiet that involves listening for God's guidance and trusting His will. In this pursuit of stillness, we find that it not only refreshes our souls, but also redefines our concepts of success and achievement. By pausing in our relentless pursuit of earthly goals, we allow ourselves to be realigned with God's priorities and plans. This shift in perspective opens our eyes to new possibilities where success is measured not by worldly standards, but by the depth of our relationship with God and our alignment with His purposes. Furthermore, stillness cultivates an environment where our spirit can thrive and not just survive. In these quiet moments, we can shed the burdens of our relentless schedules and the noise of consumer culture. This liberating experience enables us to breathe spiritually, gaining a clearer perspective on what truly matters. As we prioritize stillness, we not only enhance our spiritual well-being, but also become conduits of peace and clarity in a chaotic world. Let us understand that true stillness involves calming not just our physical surroundings, but our inner selves. It's about silencing the noise of our thoughts and worries to focus solely on God's voice. In these moments of tranquility, we position ourselves to hear God more clearly and see our situations from His perspective. Now, let us reflect on the story of Mary and Martha in Luke 10, verses 38 to 42, where Mary chose to be still at Jesus' feet, listening to his words, while Martha was consumed with busyness. Jesus affirmed Mary's choice because she understood the value of being present and attentive to him over the distractions of her duties. In Luke 10, verse 41, Jesus said, "Martha, Martha, you are worried and troubled about many things, but one thing is needed, and Mary has chosen that good part, which will not be taken away from her." This response highlights the value of prioritizing our spiritual well-being and connection with God over the busyness and distractions of daily tasks. Furthermore, stillness is a discipline that strengthens our faith. It requires us to step back from our efforts and rely on God's power and timing. When we stop struggling, we acknowledge that God is in control and not us. This shift in perspective is crucial for developing a deeper trust in Him. Indeed, being still before God is also a form of worship. It is an act of humility and reverence, recognizing that He is God and we are not. This worshipful stillness draws us closer.
When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus, on edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at remarkable.com today.
To him, deepening our relationship and enhancing our faith. Also, the practice of being still teaches us patience in our instant gratification culture. Waiting on God can be particularly challenging, yet Scripture repeatedly shows us that God honors those who wait patiently for Him, as seen in the experiences of Abraham, Joseph, and David. Abraham, despite years of waiting for God's promise of a son, exemplified patience, which was ultimately rewarded when Isaac was born, affirming God's faithfulness and timing. Joseph, after being sold into slavery and unjustly imprisoned, patiently endured hardship and delay, maintaining his faith until God elevated him to a position of power in Egypt, using him to save many lives. And David, before becoming king, patiently waited and respected God's timing, even when he had opportunities to seize the throne. His patience in waiting for God's plan to unfold exemplified his deep trust in God's sovereignty. These examples teach us that waiting on God, though often challenging, yields profound blessings and demonstrates his perfect timing and purposeful plan for our lives. Additionally, this patience cultivated through stillness allows us to develop a deeper communion with God. As we slow down and align our rhythms with His, we become more attuned to His voice and His leading in our lives. This alignment not only enriches our spiritual walk, but also equips us to handle life's challenges with wisdom and grace. In embracing this divine patience, we find ourselves not merely waiting on God, but actively growing in faith and trust during the wait. My friends, stillness allows us to recharge spiritually. Just as we need physical rest to restore our bodies, we need spiritual stillness to rejuvenate our souls. This rest is essential for maintaining our spiritual vitality and keeping our hearts aligned with God's purposes. In the quiet of stillness, we often find peace. This peace comes from knowing that God is sovereign and all-powerful. As we lay down our worries and cease our labors, we allow His peace to fill our hearts, as promised in Philippians 4, verses 6 to 7. Consequently, cultivating a habit of stillness can transform our spiritual lives. It enhances our sensitivity to the Holy Spirit's guidance and increases our receptiveness to divine interruptions that might otherwise go unnoticed. Therefore, through the practice of stillness, we also learn the art of discernment. It is in the quiet moments that we can better distinguish the will of God from the clamor of the world. As we quiet our minds and hearts before Him, the subtle details of His guidance become more apparent, allowing us to make decisions that are aligned with His will and purpose. This discernment is crucial, as it leads us not only towards spiritual growth, but also towards living a life that is reflective of His wisdom and love. So, embracing moments of stillness should be a daily priority. It's in these moments that we build a resilient faith capable of withstanding the storms of life. As we practice being still, we discover that God's voice becomes clearer and His presence more tangible. My friends, remember that God commands us to be still not only for our own benefit, but also that He might be glorified through our lives. When we are still, God moves powerfully, proving His love and faithfulness to us, and through us to the world. Let us now explore trusting God's timing as it relates to being still. Understanding God's timing is crucial to our spiritual growth and peace. Remember, we live in an era that demands quick solutions and instant results. But God's timing often does not align with our immediate expectations. Trusting in His timing means surrendering our agendas and learning to wait on His perfect plan. Let us understand that God's timeline is not just about patience. It's about perfection. Every season we experience, whether of waiting or immediate fulfillment, is designed to prepare us for the next step in our spiritual journey. This preparation is beautifully exemplified in the life of Joseph, who endured years of hardship and imprisonment before God elevated him to a position of authority at the perfect time. As Genesis chapter 41, verses 37 to 46 illustrates, Joseph's rise to power came only after years of faithful endurance and trust in God's timing. Now, consider how trusting in God's timing requires us to develop a deeper sense of faith. It's easy to trust God when things go according to our plans, but true faith is refined and proven in periods of waiting. As Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1 reminds us, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. In addition, God's timing often involves periods of silent growth, where it may seem as if nothing is happening. However, like seeds germinating underground before they break through the soil, significant spiritual growth can be occurring out of our sight. These silent periods are vital, as they build resilience and character. Also, trusting in God's perfect timing can lead to unexpected blessings. When we relinquish control and trust in His plan, we open ourselves to receive the fullness of what God has in store for us. Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 to 6 instructs us, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct your paths." Furthermore, embracing God's timing helps us avoid the pitfalls of haste. In our eagerness to achieve our desires, we can rush into decisions that lead to regret. But by waiting on God, we gain the wisdom to make choices that align with His will. and lead to lasting joy. Additionally, when we trust in God's timing, we allow Him to protect us from unseen dangers, just as a good shepherd leads his sheep away from peril. God guides us along paths that shield us from harm that we may not even be aware of. My friends, this trust cultivates a peaceful heart. Anxiety often arises from uncertainty about the future or impatience for change. But when we trust in God's timing, we can find peace amid uncertainty, knowing that He is in control and working all things for our good, as affirmed in Romans 8, verse 28. And we know that all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are the called according to His purpose. Consequently, learning to trust in God's timing changes our perspective on life's delays and denials. A delay is not a denial from God, but an invitation to trust Him more deeply and prepare more thoroughly for the blessings to come. Therefore, trusting in God's timing also teaches us to value the present moment. Instead of constantly looking forward to the next thing, we learn to see God's hand in our current circumstances and find joy and lessons even in the waiting. Let us remember that God's timing is always worth the wait. When His plans unfold, they do so with a precision and beauty that far surpass our initial expectations. Every moment of waiting is part of God's intricate design to shape us into the individuals He desires us to be. And let us now turn our attention to recognizing God's sovereignty. My friends, embracing the fullness of God's sovereignty is essential for a life rooted in trust and stillness. Recognizing that God is sovereign over every aspect of our lives allows us to live with confidence, knowing that He is in control, even when circumstances seem chaotic or unpredictable. Let us understand that God's sovereignty is not limited to our moments of triumph, but encompasses our struggles and trials. Again, it is easy to praise God when the sun is shining, but acknowledging His rule during storms requires a deep, resilient faith. This truth is highlighted in the story of Job, who, despite losing everything, declared these words, "Though he slay me, yet will I trust him." Now, let us reflect on how recognizing God's sovereignty shifts our perspective on control. Many of us struggle with the need to control every detail of our lives. However, when we truly understand that God is sovereign, we can release our grip on control and trust that He will guide our paths. As Proverbs 16, verse 9 tells us, "A man's heart plans his way, but the Lord directs his steps." In addition, God's sovereignty also means that He is working all things together for the good of those who love Him. Even when we cannot see the immediate good in difficult situations, we can trust that God has a greater plan at work. Also, the sovereignty of God is a shield against despair. When we face insurmountable challenges, knowing that God is sovereign can provide the hope and strength we need to persevere. This assurance is what sustained the Apostle Paul through his numerous trials and tribulations. Furthermore, God's sovereignty is integral to our prayer life. When we pray, we are not informing God of our troubles as though He is unaware, but rather aligning our hearts with His sovereign will. This alignment is what Jesus modeled in the Lord's Prayer, emphasizing God's kingdom and will above our own. Additionally, understanding that God is sovereign helps us to handle life's injustices with grace. When we face unfair treatment or witness evil prevailing, we can rest in the knowledge that God is just and will one day right every wrong. As promised in Revelation 21, verses 3 to 4, "And God will wipe away every tear from their eyes. There shall be no more death, nor sorrow, nor crying. There shall be no more pain, for the former things have passed away. My friends, embracing God's sovereignty encourages us to relinquish our fears. Remember, fear often stems from uncertainty or feeling out of control. By trusting in God's absolute authority, we can replace fear with faith, secure in the knowledge that nothing can happen outside of His divine will. Consequently, this trust in God's sovereignty also fosters a spirit of gratitude. When we acknowledge that everything we have is under God's control and from His hand, our hearts overflow with thankfulness, regardless of our circumstances. Therefore, living under God's sovereignty teaches us humility, recognizing that we are not the masters of our destiny, reminds us of our dependence on God and the futility of pride. This humility is what God desires, as it draws us closer to Him and away from self-reliance. Also, understanding God's sovereign rule expands our compassion for others. When we see our own lives as part of a larger divine tapestry, we are more likely to extend grace and understanding to those around us, recognizing that they, too, are under God's guiding hand. Additionally, a life that acknowledges God's sovereignty is marked by a profound inner peace. This peace stems from the assurance that, come what may, our lives are securely held in the hands of a loving, omnipotent God. Furthermore, when we live with an awareness of God's sovereignty, we are driven to worship, recognizing God's absolute power and perfect love naturally leads us to adore Him. Worship, in this sense, becomes a daily act of acknowledging His kingship over our lives. My friends, let us remember that God's sovereignty is a fundamental aspect of His nature that we are called to trust completely. By submitting to His sovereign will, we find true freedom, not the freedom to do whatever we please, but the freedom to live within the secure boundaries of His perfect will for us. These teachings are essential tools for our spiritual journey. Embracing stillness allows us to hear God's guidance more clearly. Trusting in His timing reassures us of His perfect plans, and recognizing His sovereignty gives us confidence amidst life's uncertainties. May you be inspired to cultivate a deeper connection with God, armed with the assurance that He is always in control, transforming every challenge into an opportunity for growth, and every moment of waiting into a testimony of faith. Go forth in the strength of this truth, and may your life reflect the peace and purpose of walking in alignment with God's will. Now, to all those within the sound of my voice, let us go to the Lord in prayer. I want you to pray this prayer with me so that you can have all the blessings of this prayer. Let us pray to our gracious and loving God. Heavenly Father, Almighty God, I praise Your holy name, for You are great and greatly to be praised. Your sovereignty stretches across the heavens, and Your dominion is over all the earth. You are the Creator and the Sustainer of life. You are exalted, O Lord, above all things. Lord, I thank You for Your unfailing love and Your endless mercies that are new every morning. Thank You for the grace that covers me daily and the peace that surpasses all understanding. Merciful Lord, I come before You seeking forgiveness for my sins and the times I have failed to trust in Your perfect timing. Cleanse me, O Lord, from all unrighteousness. As I receive Your forgiveness, I also forgive those who have wronged me. Father, in Your mighty name, I ask for the strength to be still and know that You are God. In the chaos and noise of this world, Help me to find that quiet place of rest in you. Teach me to wait patiently on your timing and to understand the depth of your sovereignty over my life. Lord, I declare in the name of Jesus that no confusion or disorder has a place in my life. I rebuke the spirits of anxiety and haste, binding them in the name of Jesus. I decree and declare that by your stripes I am healed. No weapon formed against me shall prosper, and every tongue that rises against me in judgment shall be condemned. Lord, I speak blessings over my life, blessings of abundance, health, and wisdom. May your favor surround me like a shield, and may your joy be my strength. Lord, I pray for protection against the attacks of the enemy. Shield me and my loved ones from harm. Guard our coming in and going out. I ask for your divine protection over me and my loved ones. Let your angels take charge over us to keep us in all our ways. I pray for these same blessings for my loved ones, so that they too can experience your love and grace. Lord, as I say this prayer, together with everyone listening, I am grateful for every heart that is opening before you right now. We come in agreement as we pray for each other, asking you to move mightily in our lives. Bless us with your presence. Fill us with your Holy Spirit, and let your will be done in our lives. Together, we claim victory over any challenges we face. We declare healing where there is sickness, peace where there is turmoil, and provision where there is lack. Let your will be done on earth and in our lives as it is in heaven. For yours is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. Thank you, Lord, for hearing and answering my prayer. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray, amen. If you were blessed by this message, type the word amen in the comments section below. I declare that all the blessings of this prayer are now upon you, in the name of Jesus. You can help us to reach more persons and spread the gospel. You can do this by sharing the video with a friend or family member who you know needs the blessing of this prayer, and by clicking the like button. Also remember to subscribe to our daily Jesus devotional channel for more videos that will bless your heart and uplift your spirit. We appreciate all those who support us. You're blessed to be a blessing. Now, for those who are listening and you want to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, I urge you to receive God's grace with an open and repentant heart. Start where you are. Your past doesn't matter. Jesus came to seek and to save those that are lost. God loves you. It is not God's will that anyone should perish, but for all to come to repentance. Say this simple salvation prayer for yourself. Dear Lord Jesus, I know that I am a sinner, and I ask for your forgiveness. I believe you died for my sins and rose from the dead. I turn from my sins and invite you to come into my heart and life. I want to trust and follow you as my Lord and Savior. Lord Jesus, hear my prayer, I pray. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. Amen. Now that you have prayed this prayer, you can ask a pastor to baptize you at a local church and make that decision public. Baptism is a symbol of that decision to follow Jesus. I then encourage you to have fellowship with other believers, to learn more about your new life, and to get to know more about God. Please feel free to leave your prayer request in the comment section so that we can present them before God for your blessings and victory. Also, we invite other believers on the YouTube platform and all over the world to join us and start praying for you right now. And we want you to know that even if you don't see a reply to your prayer request, it doesn't mean that you were not prayed for. Rest assured that we are actively lifting up each request to God that is in accordance with His will. We believe in the power of prayer to bring comfort, healing, and guidance in accordance with God's perfect plan. To God be all the glory. May the grace and peace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all.
You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system, so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.